Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's a cat over here. There's a cat over there. And the wrong one died. And the wrong one died.
Welcome to The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of Catastrophe. I'm your host, Mike Abrams, and today we have a special bonus episode. If you are a Swiftie or have been on the Eras Tour TikTok or a fan of the 2019 Cats movie or just a TikTok power user, you might have seen him go viral last weekend. He went to the New York, New Jersey Taylor Swift Eras Tour dressed up as the 2019 movie Bomb Ballerina. And not only that, but Taylor Swift acknowledged him on stage. So I cannot wait to hear the story. So welcome, Nick Rizzone. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. This is such an exciting day.
I love it. I saw that it was probably the first thing that happened on my TikTok, like when I opened it up, because you know, I'm curated for Cats content to begin with.
Wow.
And I saw the like, do your thing first post that someone made that you then responded to. And I was just like blown away because your costume was incredible. So let's start there. Like, how did you decide? I think you went multiple nights. How did you decide I'm going to go as Bomb Ballerina?
Yeah. So I was very lucky. I mean, as you know, this Taylor Swift concert has been a fiasco with Ticketmaster. I was lucky enough to get tickets for night one of MetLife through a friend of a friend. And then night two, because I personally did not get tickets, about a month or two later, Ticketmaster emails me out of the blue and says something along the lines of, Taylor feels so awful about what happened. We would love to give you the opportunity to purchase a pair of tickets specifically to the Saturday night show. And I was like, great. Gave them my credit card info. I didn't know where the tickets would be. All of a sudden, I get the confirmation and they were aisle seats, literally as close to the stage as you could possibly imagine. And my mind was blown. And so I knew I was going to be enraptured in all of these Swifties, these obsessed fans around me. And I'm also a huge Swiftie as well. And I was like, I need to bring it for this concert. I always love dressing up for concerts and doing different looks. But I was like, after going through TikTok for her earlier shows, I was thinking, I'm seeing a lot of the same costumes and looks, and I wanted to do something different. And I was thinking to myself, what is something that I have not seen yet on the tour? And I am a huge fan of the 2019 movie Cats. I think I saw it 4 times in theaters, and it just hit. And I was like, I have to dress up as Taylor Swift's character from Cats. And from there, I just started spelunking online, and turns out it's really hard to find a Cat's bodysuit that replicates what they looked like in the movie. I kept scouring, and all of a sudden I found this random, it was something, I think the website was like costumesmillenew.com, and it was this ginger cat bodysuit, and it looked exactly like Taylor Swift's character at Bomb Ballerina in the movie. And I immediately purchased it, even though the website did look I wasn't sure if I was going to be getting this or not. The costume actually shipped from Wuhan, China. It took a month and a half to get delivered. Mm-hmm. I truly did not know if I was going to be getting this. I got it maybe a couple weeks before the concert. It shows up and it looked just absolutely perfect. And I was like, I have to wear this.
That is amazing. So there's a big Cats cosplaying, but they're very traditional. So it's not going to be the 2019 movie. And I'm so glad that you did it because, you know, I did not get to go to the show. I happened to be out of town anyways. Well, I'm in New York, but also the tickets, like to your point, you got lucky. You had these like face value opportunities, whereas like they're going for $2,000 for bad seats on the secondary market. So you had the opportunity, but I had not seen anybody do it. And look, Taylor Swift is a legend and her music's amazing, but I'm like, she's still to me now, partly Bomb Ballerina. Like I've made a lot of jokes about her and stuff with that related to Cats because she took that role on. I thought she actually did a really good job of that part of the movie. And so I was so happy someone did it. And to see not only that you did it, but then also to get her to react to you on stage and her see you and like someone to catch that moment. Like were you just kind of a fan at the moment, or were you really trying to get her attention of like, hey, look at what I'm doing here?
Yeah. I mean, this is probably, it's one of the closest, it's out of all the concerts I've been to in my life, it's definitely one of the times I've been the closest to the stage. And so seeing her so up close and in person, it was overwhelming. I was losing my mind, having so much fun. And then about halfway through the show, she was singing her song August from Folklore, and she's just running around the stage, and she has this flowy dress, and she's just whipping it around, and she comes right to the edge of the stage, and that's where we were. And it really was right place at the right at the right time, because I was on an aisle seat, and then there were these stanchions that were blocking anyone from standing in front of me. So if she looked out in the crowd, the first thing she saw was a gay man in a giant cat suit. So it was very easy to see me, I think, from her vantage point. And so she's doing her thing. She's singing August. And then all of a sudden she looks, and then she like kind of does a double take and sees me. And then there's a beat in the song where she isn't singing and she just mouths to me, "Oh my God." And we just lock eyes and I'm like, holy shit, she just saw me. Like, we're having a moment right now. And she keeps singing, but then she goes back to me and she makes a little like purring, clawing motion. And I was, that to me was the ultimate confirmation that she loves Cats as much as we do, for all of its imperfections and campiness. And I loved that. I could not believe it, because I did go into the concert thinking, oh, if she did see me, I hope she knows that this is purely out of love and I'm not trying to troll her or make fun of her in any way, because that movie was such a bomb. But I love that movie so much that I'm just so happy that she got such a kick out of it. And then immediately after the concert was over, all of these Swifties were running over to me and they all had different POVs of the moment. They were trying to airdrop me videos, and everyone in our section was just freaking out that she acknowledged it. It was so much fun.
That's so cool. I do appreciate that she is, like, she's one of the few in that movie that hasn't, like, denounced it. Whereas, yeah, like, most of the rest of them have kind of stepped away. She's just kind of ignored it, but hasn't been like, oh, I can't believe I was a part of this type of thing. So I'm glad to see, like, I did notice that same moment of, like, oh, it looks like she's at least enjoying this. Like, it's kind of, like, novelty probably for her a little bit, but also, like, respect, it seemed like, of like, wow, you went the extra mile here. Like, you're the only one that's done it. And the recognition of like, you went for it, you did it, and she appreciated it. Like, and you had the seats that she could see you, which is so fun, because she's like, I mean, she's crushing this tour for everybody.
And it was so fun to see all of the fans that were there. I was having a blast with, they were freaking out over the costume. But the other thing too that I was noticing is half of the people knew who I was. They were like, oh my God, McCavity, Cats, da-da. Yeah. And then the other half of people, they just thought I was dressed as a cat because Taylor loves cats. And they didn't even make the connection. And then also her recent song from Midnight's Karma, there's the lyric, Karma is a cat. So I was getting a lot of people that were just like pointing at me and being like, Karma is a cat. And I'm like, yeah, no, but also McCavity's not there. And trying to bring them into my world and be like, hey, no, this is actually Bomb Ballerina from the Cats movie.
Unbelievable.
Which was so fun. And then, yeah, this this girl from my section, she posted a video. She got such a good video of Taylor reacting to it. And she posted on TikTok, I believe, Saturday night right after the concert. I was on such a high. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning and then it popped up on my For You page. And I saw that. And I was like, oh my God. And then it already was going viral. And all of the comments were just asking, where's the cat? We need to see the cat. Where we need the POV, the cat. And I was like, I barely make TikToks. I think I've made 6 or 7 in my life. And so I decided I need to make a TikTok of my POV. So I pulled it together and then it just started blowing up. Yeah. And then to see that Taylor Swift herself likes that original TikTok, that blew my mind. Because to me, that just, it was the idea of her the next day after the concert, sitting on a couch, you know, in her trailer, going through TikToks and remembering that moment. And like her liking it is just, it's the cherry on top. It was amazing.
So was that night one for you?
That was night two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, how are you gonna follow up night the second night if that's the first night?
And I was so happy that this was on night two because night one was incredible. It was very emotional for me seeing Taylor for the first time in 5 years. I was sobbing a lot. And then second night was great because after this happened, I was basically comatose for the rest of the concert. I was just in such a state of shock. So I'm happy I at least had the full concert the night before to really take in and process because I was just beside myself for the rest of the concert. That's incredible. It was insane.
And how, like, what's that feeling like for you? It's like you mentioned Taylor liking it, but also the whole it going viral and just like the amount of someone who does not post much, even for me, like I don't do a ton on TikTok and we just do a little bit on social media. When one goes and starts to go, if you don't have it set up right, your notifications are going crazy. Like yeah. It's almost overwhelming. What was that like knowing that like this incredible moment of your life, that experience that you had just like minutes later, just amplifying to the world?
It was nuts. And I kept toggling between the original video and then the response video that I made where I was showing off the cat's outfit. And I had some friends that were in town and I posted the video. It started getting a little bit, it started getting maybe 5,000 views. And at that point, that was the most amount of views I've ever gotten on TikTok. And I was just flabbergasted. We go to brunch. And then by the end of our brunch, I'm looking and it's at 100,000 views. And then that's when I was like, oh no, oh my God, this is actually blowing up right now. And then I think now it's at like 1.5 million views. And the crazy thing is it's at 300,000 likes. That just seemed like such an insane number to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I mean, it's a fun moment. And I mean, if we've learned anything, the amount of Taylor Swift content on TikTok in general from this tour has been incredible. So that when these moments are happening and people, you know, everyone's capturing everything, it's these things are going viral, which is so fun to see because, you know, there's a lot of people who can't get tickets and aren't going to be able to do that or getting to experience through other ways like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. And I feel so lucky that I was able to go not only once, twice. And this was just the most perfect weekend. I truly cannot believe that this happened.
I also love, you know, one thing you said a little bit ago that I still can't get out of my head is that half the people didn't even know what you were doing. And it's yes. Like they spent $100 million on this movie, included her. She recorded a separate song. So like her fans should know this. Like if anybody should know this, it should be her fans. And more than half have no idea is not a good sign for this movie. But let's finish this movie. You are a fan. There are not that many people that are fans of this movie. So were you a fan of the Cats the musical before the movie? Like how, like, I know you were a musical theater fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge musical theater fan. So I always knew of Cats. I mean, I was never the biggest Cats fan, but then once I saw the trailer for this movie, I was just ready because I'm also the biggest fan of anything, even remotely campy. Yeah. And I knew that this was going to be a fun ride and such a good time.
Okay, so you went in with the right mindset. That's the difference. Is you went in thinking this is going to be campy. It's probably not going to be great, but it'll be fun. And that's why. Yeah. So that's that explains everything. That's great. Yeah. I wish more people went in with that mindset.
And I think it really helped because the first time I saw it in theaters, it was a packed AMC theater in 42nd Street. And it was the day it was coming out. It was just filled of gays. And everyone was just, we had this collective experience together. And we were all just crying from laughing so hard at the movie with all of the random, you know, none of these cats were the same size. Sometimes they were. Sometimes they were the size of rats. Sometimes they were the size of large dogs. There was no depth perception there. It was just such a wild ride. And then while I was home on Long Island for Christmas, I convinced all of my high school friends to go see it together. And they were all like, are you sure we have to see this? I was like, no, we have to see it together. It is a communal experience. You need to experience this on the big screen. And then Alamo Drafthouse started doing Rowdy Cats screenings. So I had to go to one of those, which was just delightful. And from there, then we got COVID and we had this pandemic. And as we were running out of things to watch in the pandemic, I was begging and pleading all of my friends in my bubble in Brooklyn, let's just get wasted and watch Cats. Please, please, please. And for the longest time, they refused. And I want to say about August or so was when I broke them down enough for them to be like, fine, you know, there's literally nothing to do. We're in the middle of this pandemic. We will watch Cats with you. And that was also another wonderful experience. So I have so many fond memories of watching that movie. I feel like I'm one of the only people who bought it on, you know, iTunes.
you own it. It's funny to hear you say that during the pandemic because I saw a press viewing before it was done, you know, like probably a couple of days before you saw that on 42nd Street. Then I didn't see it again until probably post Tiger King part of the pandemic where I was with my family and this podcast was still going and I was actually doing really well because everyone was home and so I could record with everybody. And I was like, y'all probably just need to watch this finally. Same thing. It's like, there's nothing. We've watched everything else.
Yeah.
And they got about halfway through and they look at me, they go, does it get any better? And I go, not really. It's like, it's going to be this for the next hour. And they're like, yeah, we're going to turn it off. They just quit. They quit halfway through and I've seen it. So I was like, that's fine. I can just fast forward to the parts I like.
Yeah.
So let's do a little bit of Cats rapid fire. And then I want to hear if you know, your Jellicle choice, but. So if you were in Cats, and I'll take this as the 2019 movie or a stage production, who would you want a performance?
Ooh, I feel like Bomba Larina does have a great, great part. So that would be a choice. But also, I do love Mr. Mistopheles too, because his song is just so iconic.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
Its number and... just, you know, a very memorable one. I agree with the Bomba Larina. I think she has such a fun track. Like, you get to sing a very sexual Macavity song, yeah. But you get to be the confident version of that versus playing the very skittish Demeter version of it. So I think Bomba Larina and Tugger are the two where you just get to kind of own being confident and fun. So yeah, I agree with there. What's your favorite song from Cats?
Ooh, again, Macavity is amazing, but also... Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat, obsessed. And you can't go wrong with the opening. I just love Jellicle songs for Jellicle Cats. Sure,
yeah. If Taylor Swift was going to add a non-Bomba Larina, because she was Bomba Larina, Cat to the Eras tour, which one do you think should go with her? Which one do you think would perform with her best on stage?
Oh, Skimbleshanks, because he would just tap dance the night away, yeah.
I love it. Okay, and then the million-dollar question. This whole podcast centers around me thinking Grisabella is not the right Jellicle choice. So the movie's a tough one. I'm not sure the movie makes the best case for Jennifer Hudson, but do you agree or disagree? And if not, who is your Jellicle choice and why?
My Jellicle choice would probably be Mr. Mistopheles because he just works so hard. And all of the cats rally around him in a similar way to Grisabella, but also he's not as sad. And I feel like Grisabella, like, I agree with you that she probably isn't the right choice. And Mr. Mistopheles really turns the entire show around. You know, it's not until his song that everyone starts feeling like, oh my God, these cats, they're, you know, there's upward momentum here.
Yeah. I mean, he also, without him, there is no, like, old Deuteronomy to make the choice. Like, he saves him.
Yeah, although, exactly.
So as a Mistopheles fan, what did you think of the movie Mistopheles? Because it's very different than the show Mistopheles.
I loved the Mr. Mistopheles in the movie.
Ooh, interesting. I didn't.
I know. Oh, okay.
I thought it was too, like, he's very, I always think of him as, like, very magical, very, like, showy and fun and, like,
yeah.
And he seems very timid and kind of shy and
I liked that, though, because then once he was able to really express himself, that you saw that there was that, there was, like, a celebration. I enjoyed that, but I get it.
Okay. Okay, so you like that he got a story, basically, versus musically doesn't.
I was rooting for him.
I love it. How can people stay, like, I mean, you know, this is, you had such a fun viral moment. Like, are you going to keep posting stuff? Like, how can people stay in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok is NickRizzo815. I should work on this ASAP, but I want to make another TikTok because I did take a lot of footage of me maneuvering around the stadium. So I do need to do a TikTok sent to McCavity or something of me in that cat suit, because God, it was just such a journey to get to that stadium. I also had to go through public transit dressed in that cat
suit. Oh yeah, hold on. You go to Penn Station and the New Jersey Transit and everything?
Yes.
Bombay Arena.
I got ready at my friend's place in, like, downtown Brooklyn, and then we had to take the subway to Barclays Center where there was a bus waiting for us. And literally getting off the subway and walking through Barclays is very crowded. So walking through that, I heard a child ask his mother, like, "Mom, is that a furry?" And then there was a Shake Shack over there. And as I was walking by, all of the delivery guys waiting for their orders start catcalling me, like, literally. And I was just, oh God, what is happening? What did I decide to do with my life? We get on this bus that's supposed to take us to MetLife. Turns out it has no air conditioning, does not bode well for me in this cat suit. Luckily, I had stickers on my face for my look, and I used Lech glue, which was a huge help because otherwise they would have been melting off my face. But honestly, I was sweating so hard. It was rough, but it was all worth it. Honestly, it was all worth it.
It's so funny because I didn't even think about that part about, you know, like, I'm originally from Indiana. I live in New York now. And I was just at the Indy 500, which is a separate version of people watching. And I kept thinking, like, oh, you know, this is the same thing. Like, it's a unique experience. That's why these people are dressed up this way. And then I'm like, what? The minute you start saying that, I was like, you know, in New York, you see a lot of stuff to begin with. I ride the subway almost every day. I see things, but there's a, like, when you get out and you are the one in a very unique outfit, especially in, like, the Atlantic
Center
Station.
It's much different than you see. Yeah. Like, if you see someone that's, you know, that, oh, it's New York. But then if you're the person who's in the weird outfit, yeah. I was like, I don't think I like this as much as I should. I was like, I need to just get, let me get to the stadium. Once I got to the stadium, people were just obsessed with it. Like, there's this tradition at the Eras Tour where people are trading friendship bracelets. And so people were just flinging bracelets at me. They were like, can we take pictures with you? They were giving me all these friendship bracelets. I did get a couple of McCavity bracelets, which I was very excited about.
Amazing.
The fact that people actually had McCavity bracelets give out. So I was very excited.
That's so fun. That's fun that people have that. It's fun that, you know, like, people are dressing up for this tour. But again, in most places, you're going in a car or, like, you're parking. And in New York, it's like, no, you're taking a train or a bus or some public transportation to get there. And you don't realize. I remember when Harry Styles was here at the Garden. Every time I would be on the subway, I'd be like, what is going on? Oh, it's a Styles concert. You know, it's
exactly.
Like, because there's, like, very unique outfits. But in downtown Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, at that terminal, that is going to definitely, and probably midday, right? Because you had to go early.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We were leaving around 2:30-ish. Yeah.
I love it.
Like 2:30 on a Saturday. So, yeah.
You were somebody's story to their friends that night when they were like, you're not going to believe what I saw at the Barclays Center today.
Yes. And also during the concert, another thing that I loved is the stage is huge. So as the show was going on, all of Taylor's dancers and her band members, they would come over and they would notice me, and then we'd start like vibing and having moments, and we'd be like dancing and having fun. And I just hope that all of them after the show were all kikiing and were like, oh my God, did you see that cat? That's my hope and dream that actually happened. So hopefully that happened.
You got the like already from Taylor. That's the blessing that you needed. Well, for everyone else that hasn't seen this, it's on TikTok. You can find it. I've shared it. The graphic has the picture of you. That's for the podcast episode. It's a picture of you. We'll put on social too. So you can see this amazing moment that you had in New York at the Eras Tour, the legend that will live on. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing the story. It's been a blast to hear it. I'm excited for the world to hear kind of a little bit of the backstory of some of the fun moments that you got to have.
Oh my God, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, this was, there was a lot of time and effort put into this, and I made a lot of sacrifices. Honestly, trying to go to the bathroom at MetLife Stadium in a cat bodysuit is something that I don't think I ever want to do again. It was absolutely awful, but it was all worth it.
All worth it. That is so fun. Well, thank you for joining me today. And thanks everyone else for listening to this episode of The Wrong Cat Died, the podcast breakdown of the catastrophe. To follow along, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The Wrong Cat Died, or check out our website, thewrongcatdied.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.